get it on. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
Thank you. price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules.
As I remember one. Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are skipping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape at home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing at home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
I won't know. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal State Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
had $1 million.
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there would be foods laid out for us, little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Would eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
I'd be rich.
Yeah. with every single guy in town.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Shoot.
real nice, like sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, like sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice.
You think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long lost daddy? Oh, remember how we listened to the radio and I said that's the place to be, and how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been ages since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOL. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Oh, feeling all the 45, going on 15. The drinking the dead down my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound. Down, down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I work my way down home again, near the boys at Idaho. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at the bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Oh, feeling all of 45, going on 15.
Tom, you wanna sing me the bridge?
I've been making extra money doing high school sock hops. I'm a big time guy. guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. Got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for you to pay. And a tire on my gut from sitting on my, but it's never gonna go away.
Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you could travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. I've been thinking that I should stop this jockin' and stop that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. W-O-L-D.
Or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
This is DJ Chris Tsai, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, week before Thanksgiving, midterms have died down. My last fall semester here, it's kind of interesting to, you know, things are a little different this year, and I can't say why. But, yeah, it's